The views and opinions expressed on this program are not those of the station, but of the sponsor, the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce.
Welcome to the Chamber Connection. I'm Todd Thompson, President and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. And it's a beautiful Chamber of Commerce morning here in Northwest Florida as I look out the window here at News Radio 1620, 92.3. I hope you all are having a good kickoff to your week. We're in the middle of March Madness here, and I know my brackets have been blown up, and I hope you're doing a bit better than I am. But great week kicking off here with the Chamber. We've got a new event that we'll be hosting for the first time this Wednesday. It's our inaugural State of the Economy Luncheon. Now, this is a sold-out event. It's going to be at the Pensacola Yacht Club. It is sold out for in-person tickets, but there is a virtual option available if you want to watch the program. We'll be streaming it live. You can go on our website at PensacolaChamber.com, and you can purchase a virtual ticket. But really excited about this event. Appreciate our sponsor, Atlas Financial Strategies, and they're our title sponsor, and our silver sponsor, Beach Bank, for sponsoring our inaugural State of the Economy. And we're going to hear from some local experts about what is happening in our local economy and what they are looking for the rest of 2021 as we come out of COVID. We've got vaccines that are going. What's the outlook for our economy? So we're going to have some local experts. We've got Justin Beck is going to talk about commercial real estate and what he's seeing with those trends. We've got Brett Barrow from Renaissance Bank talking about what they're seeing in the banking industry. We've got Dr. Rick Harkper, who we'll be talking to in just a minute, who'll give us an overview of the overall Northwest Florida economy and what he's seeing. And then we'll also have our sponsor, Andrew Martin from Atlas, to give us a investor's perspective on what he's seeing with the stock market and with stimulus coming out of DC and all of that. What is he looking at for the economy as we move through 2021? So again, our in-person tickets are sold out, but if you want to watch the program, you can purchase a ticket on our website, PensacolaChamber.com. A few other events I'll get to quickly before we get to our interview. We've got our in-person Gopher Club. This is going to be on Friday, April 9th. This is going to be limited seating. We'll be able to have 75 people at the Pensacola Yacht Club. But you can go to our website, PensacolaChamber.com, to get your ticket if you want to come to our virtual Gopher Club. You know, we are starting to do some more things in person as we're able to open up and be safe, but we're still following those protocols to make sure all of our guests at our events feel safe and comfortable. So April 9th is our Gopher Club. And April 12th, for those who did not sign up for our golf tournament, I apologize. We are sold out, but we're excited for the Chamber Classic at the Pensacola Country Club. That'll be Monday, April 12th as well. So a lot happening with the Chamber, and we are here to serve our business community. So as I mentioned, we have our inaugural State of the Economy coming up, and one of our panelists for State of the Economy is Dr. Rick Harkper, very well known in our community, has been kind of a staple of our business community for some time now, and he is now the economic advisor for Triumph Gulf Coast, helping them with the myriad of projects that have been submitted for consideration by that board. So we're going to talk this morning about what he's seeing in the Northwest Florida economy, and then get an update on what's happening with Triumph Gulf Coast. So welcome to the Chamber Connection, Dr. Rick Harper.
Todd, thanks very much for having me on the show this morning.
Absolutely. Thanks for being here, and let's jump right into it. Give us an overview of kind of what we've been through over the last year with COVID and where that's brought us to right now.
Well, of course, we were down just like everybody else was massively in terms of jobs. We had lost about 9.5% of our jobs as of April of 2020. But in true Northwest Florida fashion, what we see with the most recent jobs numbers, which represented employment in January 2021, is that Pensacola and right next door, Fort Walton Beach, are really leading the state out of our 20-some metro areas across the state of Florida. Only Polk County, the Lakeland area, is doing as well as Pensacola and Fort Walton Beach. Of course, a lot of that is due to our military payrolls in this area. They stabilize us on the downside so that we don't lose as much income, as many jobs when we hit a slump. By way of comparison, today, with the most recent data, which reflect the January jobs market, Pensacola is down about 1.3 jobs relative to January 2020, just before the pandemic started, whereas the state of Florida is down 6.4%, about four times as much.
Wow.
As Pensacola, and the U.S. as a whole is down 6.1%. So relative to where everybody else is, we're doing quite well. And given that our biggest season of the year is, of course, from Memorial Day until the kids go back to school in August, we're actually poised for a very strong summer season. Hopefully, the bridge will be up and running as of Memorial Day.
Right.
Right. And advanced bookings for the tourism sector are quite strong, so I expect to see a very strong summer season.
Well, that's great to hear and very encouraging. The word I keep using is resiliency about our community. You know, we've been through a lot really this entire century, all the way back. But we come back strong. We tend to lead the state. But how has Florida as a state and Northwest Florida as a region kind of bounced back compared to the rest of the country?
Well, you know, we were hit very hard by the pandemic. It affected face-to-face services most heavily. And because we, along with Hawaii, along with places like Montana, depend heavily on tourism and travel to the area, Nevada being a premier destination, an example of that, we were in the top five states in terms of expected job losses, centered around leisure and hospitality, also transportation. And so here's an area where Northwest Florida, again, has a bit of an advantage in that, you know, about 9 out of 10 of our visitors come in their car or their motorhome or their truck. And so we're an enormous drive-to destination, sometimes refer to ourselves as a tank of gas destination. Mm-hmm. That's our major market. So really, our market is capable of kind of turning on a dime when the weather's good and people have been vaccinated. They are going to drive to Pensacola, to Northwest Florida generally, unlike Miami, which is, you can flip those numbers. They're a 90% fly-to destination. And so that requires a lot more planning. People are much more reluctant, understandably so, to be going through major hubs, whether it's Houston or whether it's Atlanta, as of yet, given the pandemic situation. And so we are better positioned both in terms of the characteristics of our feeder markets, they're closer at hand, and in terms of ways of transportation, of getting to our market. So again, even though we were hit hard, top five among the states, because of our concentration in tourism, Northwest Florida in particular is going to rebound strongly.
Yeah, again, very encouraging. And I know that some of the hotels on the beach are still closed. They had some damage from Hurricane Sally. So once those get back online, and as you mentioned, the bridge getting open, get that main transportation corridor back, very encouraged about, like you said, Memorial Day on for the rest of the year.
It's particularly important because we do have a relatively brief summer season. It's about 11 weeks from Memorial Day until the kids go back to school. And that's when businesses really tend to make enough money so that they can sock some away to pay the lease, pay the mortgage during the down months. We have a pronounced winter trough, end of November through February. We participate in spring break, not to the extent that, for example, Miami Beach is participating to their chagrin in spring break this year, but we really sock it all away during the summer months.
Right, right. So we just had another round of stimulus, a financial package passed through Congress, and that's starting to make its way into the economy now. How is that going to impact us here in Northwest Florida?
It's a big impact. Anytime you borrow $1.9 trillion from taxpayers sometime down the road and put that into today's economy, it's going to have a big effect. And in fact, relative to past recessions, and of course the economic prescription is always that during a recession, that's when the government should be borrowing to stimulate the economy, lowering tax rates during the recession, or giving money for additional unemployment benefits or to families that are strongly affected, with that money then to be paid back when the economy is strong and unemployment is low, because that's when you'd like to tap the brakes a little bit when the economy is strong so that we don't get overheating and inflation. And then if you follow that prescription of running a budget surplus during the strong years so that you can run a budget deficit during the weak years, well, right now we're in one of those weak periods, even though we're recovering. And in 2021, we're going to see record rates of growth, growth in gross domestic product, the primary measure that economists use on an inflation-adjusted basis, that is so-called real GDP. I certainly expect to see that grow at a greater than 6% rate in the second half of the year. And normally, if we can get a 2.5% or 3% GDP growth rate, we think, well, geez, that's a good year, but I expect us to grow at twice that rate in the second half of the year. And a lot of that is updated forecast because we've now got this $1.9 trillion stimulus moving through the economy, and it's moving very, very quickly because the IRS deposited, what was it, 90 million checks, stimulus checks, and they're coming in even as we speak today. They went through the banking system and should be available for spending. So when you're talking about families getting a $1,400 payment or families with children getting an even greater payment, well, those people are going to spend that money right away. It should provide some relief in the severely stressed rental real estate market where people haven't been able to pay their rent if they've lost their jobs. And if they're subject to eviction moratoria, the federal eviction moratorium, then the owners of those properties have been without their rental income for some period of time. So those are some of the problematic issues that can be addressed. But more generally, when you give a family who has experienced unemployment an additional check through the stimulus program, they're going to spend it. It's not like if, for example, we gave Jeff Bezos a $1 million tax cut, that's not going to influence the number of shirts and socks he buys at the store or the number of times he goes out to eat. This is money that will go into the pockets of people that will spend it.
Right. And that also will probably help our tourism economy, just with people now. If you have had your job throughout this and this, all of a sudden you have an extra $1,400 just to spend, hey, we've kind of been cooped up here for a while. Let's go visit Northwest Florida.
I expect to see a lot of that rebound behavior because that's a sizable chunk of money that's sufficient for many families to pay for a long weekend, a 4 or 5, or even a week-long vacation. So, yes, I think that the timing of the stimulus is absolutely on target for Northwest Florida. We are not seeing the unemployment rates that Orlando is seeing, which is still up in above 7%, or Miami that's well above 6%. Our unemployment rate now is back down, well, not close. We were at historic low unemployment rates. But if I recall correctly, our unemployment rate is in the 4.5% range right now. And the reason for that is our stable spending base, military, healthcare, tourism. Those are the three legs of the stool in Pensacola. Not so much healthcare in Fort Walton, but even bigger military there.
Right.
So payrolls are very stable for us, and we see that showing up in relatively low unemployment rates. That combined with a pretty generous approach to leaving businesses open for business, and the ability to be outdoors where the threat of the virus spreading is less.
Right.
That means that our state is well positioned, and within our state, Northwest Florida is particularly well positioned to have a very strong summer season. As people spend those rebate checks, they get in their car, they drive the family to our beautiful beaches.
Right, right. So very encouraged about that, and you know, looking forward to a strong rebound here in 2021.
We're going to have it.
Good, good. So something that's kind of gone under the radar since COVID happened is Triumph Gulf Coast. This is money that was received by the state from the BP oil spill, and dollars have been coming to Northwest Florida for projects. Talk about what's been happening with Triumph Gulf Coast over the past few months. Have there been new projects approved? Any in the pipeline? Obviously, the one that's had the biggest impact in our area is at the airport with ST Aerospace. But talk about what the work that you've been doing with Triumph Gulf Coast.
Sure. Triumph has been meeting over this time. We've moved to conference call meetings, but the staff is still toiling away, working with applicants to help them tune and position their applications as something that fits in one of the available funding buckets that we have in our Triumph statute. Remember that the Triumph Gulf Coast legislation was passed back in 2013 in response to the 2010 oil spill, and we have 7 allowable buckets of spending. The biggest things that we're involved in funding are public infrastructure projects where that infrastructure has to be delivered to a public entity, one that's an arm of a state or county or municipal government that takes ownership. And so in the case of the ST Aerospace projects, ST being the company that will fill the 4 hangars plus the administrative building, that's the single biggest project that Triumph has funded. That was a $66 million funding request from Triumph as part of a $210 million project to build those 4 hangars on either side of the north end of the main runway at the airport. And so that project is proceeding well. ST, in its Pensacola operations, services its biggest contract is the UPS fleet. And as you might imagine, UPS planes have been flying nonstop since
right.
the pandemic began. And of course, they still have to be serviced every X amount of hours. They have to have this done or that done. And so luckily, given that the ST operations in Pensacola are largely cargo planes for UPS, the demand for labor hours, skilled aircraft mechanics has kept up. And in fact, Triumph has funded across the region 5 different programs. The major certification in maintenance, repair, overhaul operations, such as ST performs at the Pensacola Airport, the major certification is called an airframe and power plant certificate, ANP certificate for short. And Triumph has actually funded 5 different technical schools, colleges, high schools around Northwest Florida, as far away as Lachlan Tech over there serving Wakulla County, right, south of Tallahassee,
right,
to train the people who will be needed for our growing cluster of maintenance, repair, overhaul operations. And of course, Triumph is also funded right next door to where we're sitting this morning in Santa Rosa County, the infrastructure for the adjacent to Whiting Field and with through the fence access, which is extremely unusual, a very good agreement between the Navy and the county to allow Leonardo helicopters to locate there, bringing their 200 jobs in the first round of expansion. And so what Triumph did was provide the funding to Santa Rosa County so that they could install the infrastructure next to Whiting Field, which is necessary to support the operations of these companies who now, instead of trucking broken helicopters to Alabama or even as far as St. Louis, they can now repair them on site, creating jobs for Northwest Floridians. And so these airframe and power plant, these ANP certificate programs that we're funding around Northwest Florida are going to provide the high wage workforce, which is going to perform those operations. It's high wages for us. These are jobs that start in the upper 40s and go up to the upper 90,000 per year for these technicians. But still, when you compare it to the cost of living for a place like Philadelphia, for example, we're recruiting businesses from that area because even paying good, strong wages, they can have a much lower cost of doing business in Northwest Florida.
Right. And we're still expecting about another 1,500 jobs for ST, is that correct?
That's correct. Hangar 1 was 400 and some, and then in their, that was before Triumph, and then in their contract with Triumph and the state of Florida and the city of Pensacola, they're guaranteeing, I believe it's 1,425 of those additional high-wage jobs. So they're going to have a total workforce at the airport showing up every day of over 1,800 people.
Wow.
Which is great.
Yeah.
That's that in and of itself. I mean, remember back in the day that for the 15 years before ST, we were about, when you look at Escambia and Santa Rosa together, the Pensacola metro area, we were about a 1,500 job growth per year metro area. And when you look at the jobs that have been added by Navy Federal, and as they complete their expansion plans that will move them to 10,000 jobs in Beulah over the next couple of years, we will be finishing those hangars at the Pensacola Airport that belong to the citizens of Pensacola, that belong to the city. ST will be the first tenant of those hangars, and they're going to be creating several hundred new, it's about 400 jobs per hangar.
Okay.
That'll be 4 hangars.
Yeah.
And so as those hangars are finished and open up, that's going to add job creation that when you consider the ripple effects as people take these new good salaries and take them and spend them in the broader economy, that creates additional jobs. That effect may be, we're talking about a total of just over 4,000 jobs when you count the 1,800 at ST, plus the supply chain jobs, plus the jobs due to the spending of the people that work at those businesses. It's going to be over 4,000 total. That's going to keep our job growth numbers, which of course every business in Pensacola wants to see more job growth because
absolutely,
that's where their demand comes from.
Right.
And so to keep our economy growing, our population growing, housing demand growing, growing at area stores and businesses, this is going to be right there at the heart of that growth.
That's very exciting. And the growth here in Northwest Florida, the future, very encouraged about that. Dr. Rick Harper, really appreciate your time today. Great information for our listeners. And again, anyone who's interested in our State of the Economy, which will be this Wednesday, you can go on our website, PensacolaChamber.com. You can get a virtual ticket. You can find out more information about what's happening with our local economy there. Dr. Rick Harper, again, thank you for joining us. And we're going to continue to keep you and the business community connected here on the Chamber Connection.